Blog Talk Radio.
Our Mizrahi Christmas party, and we're having Georgia versus the Carolinas. Let's see who would fucking serve and win that ball that night. I have girls calling me out of the woodwork for being captain, and anybody can be a captain. You don't even have to call me. Just come with your fucking people that you want on your team and come and serve and see who will win the grand prize money. Whoever wins the most categories of that night, that team wins. So let's see if the Carolinas would serve Georgia, or would Georgia serve the Carolinas? That's what's going to be hot. Now, this weekend is the Awards Ball in New York City. The Awards Ball, where everybody would get their prizes of what they earn per year. So let's see. And then we got Hall of Fame houses, Hall of Fame people that's coming out in full to play with the girls this weekend. And I want to see who's going to win Sneaker versus Sneaker for $500. First time ever. How you doing? See, that's the difference between the miserables, as y'all would say, we were saying this right, but y'all would say the miserables. The difference between us is we try to make things work for y'all, even though y'all still say shade. We try to give y'all things that no one ever had. We try to look out of the work and give a lot of stuff. So big ups to the miserables. How you doing? Yeah, because the ball should be really cute. All the way for 500 should be cute, too. I want to see that. Definitely want to see Sneaker versus Sneaker. Yeah, and the team category, too. I definitely want to see all of that, because it should be really, 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 really high. The Twisters and all of that. So, yeah, I'm definitely can't wait for that. And the Rumble Ball, oh, my God. That Sunday is going to be fucking phenomenal with all the fucking teams. 13 fucking teams for 13 fucking states all fucking around the world. 5 people on each team representing their state in the best fucking way to see who's going to win runway of the decade. How you doing? That's cute too. And win or lose, it's just cute because everybody gets to battle, and it's really cute to see just the teamwork and the outfits and everything, how people just serve and come and punish and have fun, and you know, that's what I like about it. And if y'all have attitudes because you lose, honey, get over it. Get the bitch the next day. That goes for me too. You never know who's going to win and you never know who's going to lose. Just come and have fun about the situation and that'll be it. Okay? Got it? Good. Yeah, and January 23rd, so far we have 42 contestants. Wow. I would love to see who's going to come and destroy their color with their production for the $10,000 Vogue Open Ball. I definitely want to see who's going to wear it with their presentation, their best element, their one and only battle. And their production. The girls are getting ready and been getting ready forever, so that should be really, really, really hot. I definitely am waiting to see that. That should be safe. And another ball I'm waiting to see is Vegas Part 2. $5,000. The house that wins the most trophies. Yep. And if I'm right, it's Tempted to Touch, but I gotta definitely get you the right website, because the flyers is up and it's on the website straight to Vegas, where you can buy your hotel and get your tickets and all the rest of that to go to Vegas this year. Last year, Vegas was phenomenal. Everybody came down to Vegas and had a lot of fun. It was really cute about the situation. Vegas was real, real cute. So hopefully everybody will have fun this year. Come and have fun. Don't come to fight and argue and all that stupid-ass shit. Just come and enjoy yourself. How you doing? That's right. $5,000 for the house that wins the most trophies. Yep. So that should be real, real cute. So, yeah, definitely. Because I have to cut someone's hair and finish doing what I got to do over here. So definitely, I'm going to go straight to New York City to the fat, legendary East Coast mother, the legendary fat fucker, Kelly Mizrahi.
together. Put your hands together. On the bass. The real. To the
real. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Are you trying me?
I don't never try you, Kelly.
The fat fucker.
Trying you would have said DH. That would have been trying you.
Cute murder. Keep it cute. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. I'm doing fine.
I was asleep basically all day. I got into the house very 9:30 a.m. and I was up laughing at the sex sirens for about 2 hours, and then I headed to sleep, and then I woke up again about 8 o'clock. Kelly, you did not tell me that it was funny like that. Hello? What is going on with the music? Kelly?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just gagging at the music.
Yeah, because the music was like stuck in the computer like over, over, over. Like, what the fuck is over, honey?
How you
switchboard,
doing?
Switchboard, get it together, because you can be red too, honey.
How you doing, switchboard? What's going on? It's Tuesday night. Another episode of Lessons with the Legend. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Yes, we are here. I want to give a big shout out to everybody in the chat room. How y'all doing? Yes, we are definitely here. We are on air. We are live, honey. You know, my computer has a little glitch, some glitches in it, honey. So, you know, I'm here. I can't write in the chat room, honey. My computer don't let me do too many things at one time, honey, so I can't log in to Blog Talk. But I can definitely see what the girls are writing in the chat room until she goes down and I have to reboot her back up again. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, we here. We playing the dating game, honey. The last two connections I made, they were failed connections. Maybe we can make some good connections, you know, coming soon, honey. Yes. Really, maybe I can make a nice, good connection that actually worked. Hey, Miss Nicki Minaj, it was good having you on the phone line last night. Hey, Kurt. Who else is in the chat room? Hey, Alana. Who else is in the chat room? Hey, Face. Face is in the chat room. Terrence Legends is in the chat room. How you doing? Unforgettable. How y'all all doing? And to all my guests that's logging in, that's listening, how y'all doing? Bitch, yes. And DJ Mike Q, are we here? Are you still there, Andre?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, DJ Mike Q is coming out with a radio show too, honey. And it's nothing, it's all about the beats. It's all about the beats, all about the beats, all about the beats. Yes, how you doing? Yeah. I want to know what's going on. How y'all doing? Who's all going to the ball this weekend? It's going to be a festival.
It should be very festive.
Oh, baby. No, I don't want you. You're not going to IM me, honey. You're going to call in. So get up off that computer. Get up off that motherfucking computer and pick up the phone and call in. And you're going to tell the girls who you want on air, honey. We're not going to do I am it with you. You're going to pick up the phone and you're going to call in here. And you're going to let me know exactly who you are. How you doing? It was cute having Jasmine on the phone with us last night. She had a lovely birthday. She'll be in New York this weekend. How you doing, Mother Jasmine? We love you. Honey. Baby, well, stop eating. And get up off Blog Talk, listen to the show online, and come on in. Come through, honey. Yes, come through. Bring it on down, honey. Bring it on down. But let's not waste no time. Let's go to my other bedroom in my apartment, honey, and see my daughter, Whoopi, and see what she got at Entertainment Report. How you doing?
Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion.
Kelly, you are such a fucking mess. Oh, my God. Hey, Andre. Hey, Whoopi, what's going on? I'm chilling. Anyhow, yeah, so there's a lot of shit going on in this entertainment business. I was getting a whole bunch of phone calls today. It's amazing. Hey, Diddy is set to propose to Kim Porter. He dumped Cassie. Can you believe that?
Oh, dumped Cassie and proposed to Kim Porter. How do you do it?
Yeah, and talking about weddings, Amber Rose and Kanye West have set a secret date in Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Work it out, Miss Amber Rose. How you doing?
Okay. Yeah, so Sade had a listening party for her new album this week. It was in New York City, of course, the home of the brave. And the name of the CD is Soldier of Love. She looks great. She still looks like back in her old days. If you want to hear some of her music, next week we'll be, you know, playing some of it for the people who are tuning into the show. So definitely look forward to that. Rihanna has posed naked in GQ. Yes, so that's going to be a very hot issue, very steamy. As you guys know, I was talking to you guys about the movie Precious yesterday. It's been nominated for 3 Golden Globes. One of them is Best Motion Picture. The other one is Best Actress for Monique's daughter in the movie. And Monique got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Everyone be sure to tune into NBC January 17th for the Golden Globes.
Well, Whoopi, Miss Nicki Minaj from the chat room said she wish you add some oomph into your celebrity gossip, Miss Day. A Sunday church service.
Oh, Nicki Minaj, I'm very tired. Mother's had me up for like 2 days straight. Her court dates and all this bullshit.
Miss Day, don't be revealing information to the queens, Miss Day.
Entertainment business, bitch. You're a celebrity too. So yes, Mother East Coast Kelly had a court date not too long ago, and she kept me up. Luckily, they let her ass go. But
that's about it,
everybody. I love you, big bitch. Yes, Andre, when are you coming back out here?
Thursday night.
Ow. So we're going to party?
How are you doing?
I'm going to read you so down, Miss Day. Do a switchboard with y'all key cackles, Miss Day. Y'all got a gag, Miss Day. Gag, honey. The paparazzi is going to get you one way or another. How you doing?
They got you already, bitch.
Yes. But the paparazzi will not get me at my community service. Know that.
Baby.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Miss Nicole's going to be calling in soon. She's trying to figure out what BQ she wants, honey. So she'll be calling in real soon, honey.
Nicole, just know I picked that entrance for you, bitch. That was a fab little entrance.
Bitch, honey. But you forgot one more piece of a celebrity gossip mistake.
But give it to us, Biggie.
The oldest woman has now came forward. Tiger Woods sex scandal.
I'm tired of Tiger Woods.
He's 48 years old. What, Tiger, for getting you a cool girl?
What I do want to know is how much do you think his wife should get for the divorce settlement?
She's not going to shield. It's cheaper to keep him.
No, she's divorcing him.
Maybe she needs to keep him, honey. She'll get more by keeping him than getting rid of him.
Well, you know these white women these days, honey. They're not smart.
Yes. So I want to know, honey, what are you doing for Christmas, Andre? Spider's back in town and things of that nature. Hi, Spider.
Hey, Spider.
He in the living room somewhere, but you already know I go to my family's house for Christmas and bring all the gifts over there for them and have Christmas with them and the night before at my house, and that'd be it, really.
I know, that's right.
Really, really big.
That's just right.
Spend it with your loved ones.
Oh. Well, I'm doing a special performance at the Ms. Rahi Christmas party on Monday for all those people that are in love that's at the Christmas party. I got a special number for all those people in love. And that mother's not in love, love somebody else. How you doing?
I can only imagine what that song is. You probably play it like 20 times in the car.
Baby, hold on. Okay. Yes, I'm going to. Can you please stop buzzing me, honey? You have to make these things large. You have to make these things larger, honey. You know, I have to copy and paste these things and take them over to AOL switchboard. So give me a minute because you know I'm very blurry over here. Okay?
You're losing sight, mother.
Baby, bitch. Don't try it, queen. Okay?
Oh.
These queens really be trying to miss things. I be gagging at these young little princesses.
How young little princesses.
Yes, these young little princesses in training, honey. That's what you call them nowadays, Audrey.
Mother, you're getting senile.
That's what we're gonna start calling the young girls that's up in drag. Young little princess in training.
Bitch.
Honey.
You are crazy. So how is your sight?
My sight is very well. But somebody just hit me up and they gave the right. My icon looked so fab in that tiger print this weekend. Very sexy. Got them turned on. Hold
wow.
on.
Work, Mike.
Go ahead, y'all two talk, honey.
Girl, please. You know I'm drained. Anyhow, Andre, how was your drive back up yesterday?
Oh, that shit was so goddamn horrible.
Ooh,
from all the bags and all the rest of that shit in the car.
Oh, shit. Work
like
it out, honey. Work it out, honey. You forgot another big report too, Miss Whoopi, honey.
What is that?
The state of Las Vegas is now making it is legalizing escorting for men. So for all you male prostitutes that's out there, honey, and you want to go to Vegas and you want to suck up some cock, honey, and you're HIV negative, honey, you could definitely go get a license and get a test, honey, and go up there and suck up the cock, honey. Go get it, or go get your cock sucked, however you like it. How you doing?
Legalizing escorting in Vegas.
Work it out. Work it out.
What's that, Andre?
You could get a permit. I'm repeating this. Legalizing escorting for men. You could get a permit if you non-positive in Vegas to sell your body legally.
Yes. Oh. It's fab.
Well, fuck me and call me Cheerios, bitch, because what is next?
For all my brothers.
They need to legalize it in New York City, Miss Day. I'm tired of these girls, Miss Day.
That answer is.
I
need to legalize it in New York, honey.
I don't think they should legalize that shit nowhere, honey.
I'm tired of after the girls is on the phone and the girls are talking to their client. They're asking them, are you affiliated with the law enforcement in any type of way? It's a Kiki, Miss Day. Honey. Yes. I'm not affiliated with anybody in any type of way. How you doing?
Where the fuck is Nicole?
Nicole's eating right now. She'll be on, honey. You know, she'll be on. She has to find her. We have to find Nicole a nice butch queen, honey. She'll be on. How you doing, Nicole?
Okay.
She's eating. I don't know what she's eating, but she said she's eating. I don't know if it's food or if it's something else, but my sister's eating right now. How you doing?
Nicole wants Kobe.
Oh. Yes. Kobe's in on his way. Oh, Kobe's in Harlem. He'll be at the function on Saturday, honey. Nicole will see him. How you doing?
I didn't say Kobe. I said Kopi.
Copy? Who was Copy?
You don't remember the name we gave her?
Say, you're not going to try him because he's not here to defend himself. Leave him alone. How you doing?
I'm sure he's listening.
If you're definitely out there and you definitely want to be a part of our family on MySpace, you can definitely hit us up at www.myspace.com/tinsorchops, and the same thing for Twitter, www.twitter.com/tinsorchops. And you can definitely be part of our MySpace family and definitely be a part of our Twitter family. Yes. Yes, I can see that much better.
Oh.
Very much better. I can see that much better. Yes, I need that sent to me like that so I can see it. Because you know it's very fucked up over here. Honey.
Poor mother's getting old.
Baby, you know, I'm an old queen, Miss Thing. I'm an old queen here and I'm losing my sight, Miss Thing. So, you know. It's not funny. I'm losing my sight, honey. How you doing?
Mrs. Geritol. Why are you so quiet?
I didn't have to go to court. I didn't go to court today, Nicki Minaj. That was yesterday. I went out today and had to pick up my outfits for my three outfits for this weekend. Court was yesterday. I had to go have a physical today. Go pick up my outfits for this weekend. How you doing? But thank you for asking, Miss Nicki Minaj. How you doing? Bitch, but if you definitely on the phone line, so you definitely want to be a part of our dating game, and you definitely looking for love, or you are I am, and you're looking for love, hit me up with that person's name, or call in, and give your name, and give that person's name, and let them know that you're feeling them, and you got a crush on them. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I know it's the dating game, but I said I wasn't going to call until next Monday, but I have breaking news.
Baby, you can call in whenever you got some tea, baby. You call in and you spill the tea.
Okay. I know I called last night, but I left a file on my desk that needed to be addressed.
Okay, well, address it, baby.
So I'm going straight to Chicago, but before we get to Chicago, let's stop in Philly. Bubby Redline, please stop harassing my girlfriend for phone sex.
Oh.
You think she has... And your meat is not all it's cracked up to be.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Well, who are we talking about?
Bubby Revlon.
Oh, Bubby.
Okay, go ahead. You got some more?
Okay, now on to the Windy City. Well, apparently, Thaddeus Aga was chased out by mall security because she tried to snatch a laptop out of the Mac store.
Oh.
Oh.
Tackled and, you know, detained.
Oh. Well, I knew he got locked, but I didn't know what store it was in.
Honey, she tried to snatch a laptop out of the Mac store.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I don't know when these girls will learn, but that's it for now. I'll be back when I have more.
Okay, thank you.
That was great. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, bitch.
I knew
he had got locked, but I didn't know what he had got locked for, honey. The Apple store, honey. The children are getting really bold nowadays.
Thanks.
Nicki Minaj said you're cute, Whoopi.
Okay, I said thanks.
Hold on, we have another caller. 857-222. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Hi, ladies. What's going on?
Hi.
Sis.
Nothing. So what's the dating game
away? Yeah, who am I speaking with?
I have a big crush on Father Faith Herrera.
But who is this?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole from where?
Chicago.
Oh, Nicole from Chicago. You got a crush on Father Faith Herrera. Okay, well, we'll try to get Face on the line for you. See if he'll call in.
Lady, give
okay, we'll try to get Face on the line for you, baby. Oh, my God, somebody hit me up and gave the way. What the fuck is up with the girls turning clients with cigarettes?
What, bitch? That's like in jail, bitch. Working for
the girl, you would know about jail. How you know that? Oh.
You like that bitch, don't you?
That's so Fiji card. Thank you, Whippy. That's Fiji card.
Yes, I picked that for you.
What's going on? Hi, switchboard. Hi, icon. Mother
hey.
East Coast. What's the deal?
Know what y'all want. My name is Nicole.
Miss Nikki Minaj, how are ya? BX card.
Yes. What's
the
are you
doing? I girl, I was the Christmas, the door, the tree, that, all that. So I was pulling that together. Mind you, I still didn't even get to put the decorations up there. I think I'm gonna have a silver and gold tree. No other colors, just white, silver, and gold.
That's pretty.
That could be real, real pretty. You ever see a Christmas tree that's so over-decorated? They got orange colors. You ever
ugly.
See a Christmas tree like that, Andre? It looked like a Puerto Rican mess.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think every tree, you only pick two colors because the tree's going to be one color by itself. Oh, you said it looked Puerto Rican, bitch?
No. You know, I love my mira, mira, mama. I love my mira, mira. But it'd be like, you know, it'd be a lot, Kurt, Nikki. It'd be a lot.
I need the bathroom, ho.
A whole lot of different things going on up on that tree.
Well,
so we got to have a nice, calm tree. I heard the dating games. Nicole from Chicago, that's not your shit. Be the way you entered up. We got to get this dating game right, Kelly. Listen, you want to talk to someone. You have a crush. They can't just tell you they have a crush. It's like, okay, all right, now what you want me to do about it? No, you want to tell who you are, where you from, and you want to say that you have a crush on someone. If you can't do it publicly, then Switchboard and Kelly has made it. Say it, Kelly. Twitter, la, 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 la. Or you can go to MySpace.com. You can do it that way. But you can't come up here and just say, I like this one. And then they say, who are you? And you say, Tom. Tom who? So how do you get to be able to hook someone up? What about what they're looking for in a person? Why is it that you like FaZe?
So what are you looking for in a person?
No, it's more like, what is a person looking for in me? I'm not looking for anyone, because what I've learned, Kelly, if you haven't been watching, Andre, and the Butch Queens are really different these days, and not different as in, like, harder to get. Actually, they're very easier and loose with it. It almost frightened you a little bit, Kelly. Remember from our era, you had a selective few that were called the Mohegans, and, you know, you went through your thing and your task to be with them and la, la, la. Now, they is just very layout. You know, everything goes. It makes
I'm the Grinch stole Christmas this year.
Oh, yeah, damn. Ah, Christmas is not even here. You stealing it?
Well, then I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas. I'm stealing Christmas, and I'm stealing lovers. How you doing?
I don't want no one else's lover. I don't want nothing else that belongs to anybody else. If you got it, it's yours, and you can keep it. And I don't want nobody that want me that wants somebody else or is with someone else.
It belongs to you, and it belongs to you, and it wants to sleep with me, I'm sleeping with it. How you doing, Nikki?
You are that wrong.
What you mean, Nikki? What did you date?
They say nobody not dating no butch queen. I'm in
no, that's not very, oh, no, I'm gagging at that now, Miss Nicki Minaj. All of them are doing it for making coin. Oh, my God, no. Anytime that you got to move to a different situation because you couldn't cut it for the next situation, there is a problem. Maybe you should reevaluate the whole situation.
What I want to talk about tomorrow, Femme Queens dated Femme Queens.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you do not want to have that disgusting topic. And to each his own, and, you know, I don't even know how to put it in the right words.
Oh.
To each his own, everybody may like what they like, but, Kelly, we are not going to condone that type of heterosexualness. What is that?
It's a lot of that going around. How you doing, lovely?
That's Ooh. Because everybody is settling for less. This show, we not going to settle for less. If you scared to pick, you like somebody, and you scared to like them because you think that they may be too high for you, or you think that they call in and tell us. Don't settle for less. Pick the biggest thing that you want. Give yourself a challenge. That's what life is about.
Yeah.
Supposed to go for more. You're never supposed to settle for less.
No, Andre, but you would gag. Why you think femme queens are going with femme queens?
Yes.
Because things are not cutting it.
What do you think about that, Miss Brianna? I mean, Miss Whoopi, femme queens dating femme queens.
What do
be
I
careful,
think
Whoopi.
About it? I honestly, I'm not into it. I have a femme queen that does like me. But I'm
okay.
Not into
oh,
it.
My God. Woo.
She's a sweetheart, though. She's real nice. I'm not into that.
Nicki Minaj, what would you think about femme queens dating femme queens? Let's hear you, because you're the only
old
girl. It can
be a sexy thing, though. Two pretty girls.
Oh, that's a lesbian thing.
That's still like, what about the butchers that's dating butch queens, honey? What about the femme queens dating butchers? That's not disgusting?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's not.
Exactly. You're right. I think it's disgusting.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
No, Miss Nikki, no, I don't have a problem with it. I think all of us should think out the box, absolutely. But coming out of the box doesn't mean that you should do something that you really, really don't desire, but because you feel that that's where you're getting love at the time. For that, go get you a dog. Or a cat.
I basically feel it's so hard to be a woman.
Which one should not throw away her snake? Look, she got Lopez and her snake. All the love you need. Because if you got to settle your standards to do something just so that you can be happy, then I think that that's a problem.
Nicole, my whole thing is this, right? You can't help who you fall in love with. And that's just basically what it all boils down to. Whoever you love, you love.
So if you fall in love with that sim queen, are you going to date her?
If I fall in love with anybody, I'm going to try my best to date them, but I'm not going to fall in love with the sim queen because
have an open mind about the femme queen, you can't say that you're not going to fall in love with it.
My mind isn't that open to it. I would never date her. I would never date her, but she's very nice, just like all you ladies. You guys are very nice. And
I think the most twisted thing was the butch queens would be the dyke, and that was taking it over there. Taking the femme queen and the femme queen, I think that's just taking it to a whole new another level. I like the butch queen. So, but that's more, and if you get into that, Andre, sometimes they all banshee con or whatever. You may feel like you dated another femme queen. I don't want no more tits in this bed. I don't need no extra hair and all that stuff. I got
two bitches laid up there with titties, and they all laid up on the couch all together, bitch, and all hugged up and shit together, bitch, thing. They both got titties and weed,
like,
bitch.
And the difference is people say, oh, lesbian, lesbian. No, but it's not like you know that these two are animals. And you know that they're men. It's not like that you know that they're women. You know that they are men. And you know that both of them are tucked. Under that, so it's like.
But the bottom line is to each his own. If you really want it, you go for what you want.
Go for whatever you want.
Well, what do you think? Can I get a siren?
Tom,
which one is on break right now? Andre, I think if you and Spider don't work out, you should try you a femme queen for 2010.
Yeah, because
I never tried a femme queen before. That's why.
Andre, and I'm sure a lot of femme queens would love to date you.
You sure? I know for
Father, you are very attractive.
Ten femme queens that love you off my hand. So now, why won't you try that? Yeah, Andre, yeah, that was a very good thing, Kelly. That's new. It's normal.
Okay, when I grew up, I used to hate the thought of me going with a femme queen. I'm telling you the truth. Not because something was wrong with them. Let me break it down. Not because something was wrong with them. It was because that's like going with a woman, and that would be like going back with my baby mother. But after the years went on, you know, things change. Your mind changed. You grow up, and you could have. Now I would say, like, I could actually, like, would think about it if I wasn't in a relationship, just to think. I'm not going to say it would go there, but I can actually. At one time, I couldn't even think about it. Like, bitch, I would say hell no.
That's good to think out of the box. But I actually applaud the fit. There's one thing that was just odd, because when you came out, it was
God. But it would have to be 100% bottom fem queen, because, you know, I can't.
Now she's on your back. I like that about you. I don't like that helped.
Yeah, because that's a fool that, to me.
I don't make me very offended, though, Andre, and this is my own personal thing, is when butch queens are so, like, rude towards the whole factor of a femme queen, which I feel offended. Like, it's like, how dare you? It's like so many things that I can point out and I can say, and so many unsuccessful things that I can say happen, not just with butch queens and butch queens, but relationship, period. And for a butch queen to be so close-minded to it, it makes me offended for the simple fact that these femme queens have saved their lives. We are the reason why this whole situation is like it is. We are the women. We are, you know how men have their women, their baby mother, their mother. We are these butch queen women. It's us. So to be so close-minded to it and reading it, oh, that's an earmug, blah, 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 that ain't this, but nothing but the same thing that you like going through.
Yeah, I do agree. Everybody should be open-minded, period, when it comes to shit like that.
It's so tough. You get them to read you down, like, oh, my God. You gag. You gag, and then you got to see their boyfriend whipping. You got to see the men they like, though.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
What? Oh, you back. She's back. Let me open my cocktail again. I'm sitting right here. It's being nice.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
At least you're here.
What's going on? Listen, I'm not staying on long. I just wanted to make, I had to bring up two things real quick. The first thing is, I don't know if everyone is aware, because the news just came out tonight. I think it came out tonight because my lines are ringing about it. But Washington, D.C. has voted to legalize gay marriage.
Amen.
D.C. is legalizing gay marriage.
And it's going to Congress, where they just got to sign off on it. And I think as early as January, they'll start issuing licenses. So everybody should be aware.
Good Lord, I thank you for the growth.
Oh. I think that's very important in our community. So, I just wanted to make sure that was out there. So you guys, know about that. I know a couple of other states have done it already. But D.C. is one of our, as far as the ballroom goes, one of our, ballroom homes. So everyone keep that in mind, because, we all pump to D.C. every now and then. So, and another thing, I just wanted to bring up again, the awards ball this weekend, Saturday at 7 p.m. Everybody remember, get there as early as you can. 7 p.m. is start time, with Legend Statement and Stars. Of course, you can find the categories on Walk For Me, or just go to the MySpace page, which is the Awards Ball NYC, just like it sounds, Awards Ball NYC, for a description of all the categories. Or you can just, send messages over to Tens and Chops, and you can get, any questions that you have answered, or just call in, and everybody will answer, we'll find a way to answer all your questions. As far as the ball goes, with the mini grants and all the rest of the categories and things of that sort. So I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that as well.
Okay. You heard up. Now, I had to ask something before you get out of here, being that you're so educated. I don't want to lose my thought. Okay. So now we breaking through barriers, and everybody, different states, we haven't made it here in New York yet, are being able to, gay people are being able to get married, meaning that they help us in a lot of ways, because we can, be able to get with our lovers and our loved ones. It helps us in a lot of legal ways also. But what about the people in the gay urban community that just does it or would like to do it for just doing it. It's so much, I mean, I think that I don't want that word to marriage between the gay people. Like, the gay people be the one that status marriage as meaning nothing, a part-time relationship. Oh, I like him. He's so cute. He's a nice butch queen. I'm going to go get married.
I think that
I think they're going to play with it too.
Yeah,
like this is something to play
afraid.
With. Like this is a game. Yeah.
I'm kind of afraid.
Yeah, I mean,
then the gay community is going to make marriages like that. You know, that's
a joke.
Being able to take out your insurance, being able to collect, being able to, you know, get Social Security. These are for people who have worked hard and have been together for a long time, whether they be sick or not sick, whether they, you know, in good health. Whatever the situation is, these are for them to be able to give something to them families, maybe even be able to adopt. I don't want the gay community, period, to get the wrong idea when you say, okay, we can get married now, because that's a big thing, you know, Jazz. I mean, we couldn't do a lot of things, and to be in going into
let me explain something to you guys, and you're 100% right in what you said. But one thing is that, you know, the straight people do it as well. The straight community, they just want to run into City Hall and get married to say they have a husband or, you know, things of that sort. So I'm sure that the gay community is going to play with it as well, you know, just to say I'm married. But, I mean, being married or even having that paper, it plays a very, very important role in a relationship. I know it does in my case as well because, you know, if
you're married,
if Lopez and I were actually legally married, it would, like, really, really help. It would help with business. It would help with insurance. It would help when you have to go to the hospital and they allow your partner to come back there with you or, you know, just, you know, little things like that. So, I mean, people can play with it, and they probably are going to play with it, but to people like me and stuff, I think it's such an important factor. You know, Lopez and I have been together for 5 years now, and it plays such an important factor, especially in people that have a strong relationship. So I think it's a blessing in eyes, you know, in my eyes, for a lot of people. And I think it'll help out for a lot of other people as well. But I'm sure a lot of people are going to play with it as well. So, but if they do, it doesn't, you really don't knock them, because the straight people play with it. Straight people just get married for a couple of dollars, you know, to keep some money in this country. You know, just little things like that. So, I mean, there's so many things that they do, but we just, you know, try to take it as the best way we can and run with it.
Talking about that now, bitch.
Lift your head up.
Butch Queens can go out and marry Africans and make coins. How you doing?
That's the exact thing that they should be thinking. I think that that is so sacred for myself. When I get married, I want to have kids. I want to have a picket white fence. I want to be a psychiatrist. And I want to be married. And I don't want it to be marriage of nothing, because I'm just married. For that, I can be with someone and say, he's my husband. I do it now. So, but when you really want to marry someone, this is when we are apart. Sometimes people, relationships don't work out, and they stay married. So, and for all of, a whole bunch of different reasons, I just don't want, for me, I would think that I wouldn't want anybody to really abuse that whole thing and think that because, well, that's my husband, so now it's a right for him to be going off on the judge's panel. Or now it's a right because this is your husband. No, I think people eventually will start taking that whole marriage thing too far, and that shouldn't happen, and people should think about it before they just go running into it. It's a blessing to be able to do that. Treat it like a blessing, meaning if it was so hard and we got somewhere in life that we hadn't been in centuries, then let's treat it like that, and let's not make a mockery out of it, and everybody just, look, these men, they just marrying each other so they can yell and scream in the street or be fighting each other up and down the street dealing with cops and this and that. Let's not do that.
I think you guys should
like make a, you know, maybe tomorrow's topic, I guess, something in the lines of, you know, relationships and you know, what,
getting married.
You know,
why,
as far as people
not
getting married, why would you do it? Why wouldn't you do it? And how this bill can, you know, help, and how these people, how our community, ballroom community, can benefit from the bill. I think that's what you guys should talk about, it, you know, talk about tomorrow.
Tomorrow in the
Save tonight for the love connection, and maybe tomorrow people will be getting ready to get married from that love connection. You know, you never know.
Who's in love? Who wants to be happy?
But listen, I'm going to let you guys go because I got in from work late. I just wanted to bring that up because that was very important. But I'm going to give you guys back to this Miss thing over here.
Bye, Jazzy.
And I hope she better be moving fast because you are in town, and I will give a personal phone call. So, Ebony, I do have the number, Miss thing.
I'll talk to you guys later. If y'all guys need me, just tell her, and I'll be around.
Hey, how you going? Yes. Well, who's going to get married, honey?
Who's looking for love? No, I'm not looking for love. Let's date first. Go out to eat and stop.
If you out there on the phone line, if you looking for love, definitely feel free at this time. Definitely press 1, honey. If you on the IMs, hit me up. Let me know. You looking for love. 215-554, you on the air on the dating game. How you going? 215-554, you on the air.
You're not looking.
215-554, you're on the air. I guess not. I guess you're
not looking
for love. 347-426, you're on the air on the dating game. How you going?
Who got that computer?
347-426, you're on the air. Who computer is that?
I don't know, but it seemed like a lot of people was listening, and they just stopped wanting to respond to that. What's going on?
404-438, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing? 404-438, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing? What is going on with these girls' phones?
Could y'all at least say just listening or tell us what you like to talk about so we can have a moving, participating game? Go.
Okay.
Yeah, just say something. If whatever you like to talk about, if you don't want to date and you want to talk about love, it's surrounding dating. And someone want to come in and interrupt the love conversation and tell Miss Cleo over there who they would like, then, you know, get something started. Just be quiet.
Miss Cleo.
04381, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How you doing, guys? What's going on?
My name is Boquisha, and I got a crush on East Coast Kelly.
Ooh! Let's call, please.
Why did you flash her, mother?
Why did you flash her, mother?
Cataracts. My cataracts is not working right now. Very good, Miss Thing. And I'm having bad eyesight, Miss Thing. And if she ain't getting her knees off, I ain't got time. How you doing? Ooh. Bitch. 443.
What are you looking for?
Oh, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Come on.
What's going on?
There.
You can't even hear the number, Kelly. Say it again.
It's your fault.
Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead. Switch ward. Let's call her. Oh, my God.
Oh, OMG.
You can't hear you saying the numbers. You're going in and out.
323-898. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
What's going on?
This legendary Mother Divine Chanel. How you doing, mother?
Hey,
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Divine.
Good. Chilling. Just got in, sitting in the tub, smoking this blunt.
That's right. They got the fire cushion, LA.
Girl, and it's so cold right now. And then I'm getting ready to come out there. I know it's, like, really, really cold out there, so I'm getting ready to find me something really warm.
Oh, no, actually, it was nice today. It was nice. It's back up into the 40s.
Every time you guys say it's nice, I think it's terrible. What is nice?
Girl, it's freezing compared to LA.
Exactly what you thought. Nice means, girl, buckle up.
It's 43 degrees out here right now, mother.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
Okay.
That's nice for us.
I'm flying out here, and it's like 58.
That's nice out here for us, honey, because usually it's about 17 around now.
Oh, no.
Yes. All out here. So are you looking for love, mother?
Or do you have anything to say about love?
Oh, wow. Love is great when it's sincere. I guess you can definitely say that. And I don't know. I don't want to say that I'm looking for love because I don't look for anything. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. So, I mean, that's how
like
I look at it.
Would something to happen?
Would
what
I
type
like
of men are you
happen?
Like? You
of
like.
Course. I mean, yeah, of course.
What type of men
but
you
I'm
like?
Not hoping, you know, I'm not hoping and looking at the same thing because that would equal, you know, in the end, I would probably be disappointed because if I'm looking for something and don't find it, I'm, you know.
You'll be gagging. So do you like the idea of a femme queen and a femme queen?
I don't think so.
No.
So wait, do I like the idea? I mean, not for me.
Not for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't see it. Two femme queens is nasty. Two femme queens laying on the couch.
Okay, we got your picture earlier. We don't want to down them and make the other femme queen that's doing it. Let them do it. We don't do that. Would you date a butch queen, Ms. Devon?
It depends. I think it depends on his mannerisms.
Oh, you looking for mannerism. Woo, Kelly, she knows she always from the other side. Okay.
Like, I mean, you mean like what type of a bush queen? There's all types. Like what?
I mean, no, you're supposed to tell me. Seriously, I'm asking you, like, do you,
idea,
first of all, do you approve of it? Because a lot of femme queens don't like butch
queens. Wait, hold on, we're not even going to say butch queen. What, if you was looking for a man or you see something that was interesting, what would be your ideal type of man? What would he have to bring to the table?
Oh, wow. Okay, he would definitely have to be sexy, successful, and independent. You know what I mean? Like. It would have to be somebody that's equal to me or better. Like, I mean, my thing is, I don't pick people up. I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, all that, I'm not a kid, so I'm like beyond that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not looking for that type of love, but you know what I mean? Because we would have to see eye to eye. If I feel inferior to the person, I would probably, you know, inadvertently treat them bad. Like, not on purpose, but, you know, I would feel like, you know, you ain't really up on my standards. So I wouldn't give it my all, you know, but not purposely, but you just know involuntarily how you are. I know how I am. If something's not really my thing, I'm just not into it.
You make me feel like I'm on the phone with Lala. Where is Lala? She gets the same type of thing you just gave broke down. That's over. Okay. Where's Lala? That's over.
I know that's right. So what day you get here, mother?
I'm trying to get in Saturday morning. If I leave here Friday night, I can get in Saturday morning. So you know, I still have to try to slam my clientele. So I'm going to try to book everybody for Friday morning and get out and get back here by Tuesday and do my holiday, girl.
I know that's right. We're definitely going to party down this weekend at the Christmas party and everything. How you going?
I cannot wait. I'm
party
definitely
down.
Here.
Okay, thank you for calling in, mother.
Yeah. Oh, and I do have a secret crush, so I'm going to have to hit you on the IM. You get the tea later.
Yes, hit me up.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. No, I didn't watch the video. My computer is messing up. I can't do too many things on my computer, it will crash the show. It will crash me on the show, so I can't do too many things. I got 14 viruses on my computer. I need a doctor. Well, I need a doctor to come over and give me some sexual healing. 381, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? I got a crush on Kelly.
You don't have a crush on me.
Oh, you say
who
that?
Who is that? Who is this?
That's the same some person that called in the last time with the fake voice.
You don't have
a crush on me.
Bitch.
I don't do faggots. Thank you. Next caller.
You're strong, yeah.
Next caller, please. Honey. Fucking tired ass dirty butch queens, mistake. Bitch. Queens, Miss Say. That's a motherfucking.
I think I'm going to do me out of state butch queen. That would be nice, so.
Hey, that was you could have had that one right there, Miss Say. That was an out of state butch queen. That was somebody from South Carolina or the North Carolina area. You could have had that one. How you doing?
No, let me put me. Miss Say, it takes a lot to be with the DOLL, darling. Okay. I don't know about all that.
Andre, are you there?
I'm listening.
Oh. Honey, because you're not saying nothing, honey. Do we have any more callers, honey? Leave that South Carolina, North Carolina caller. Leave them right where they at, honey. They got a crush on me. Bitch, child, boom. Bitch, honey. I'm not looking for love. Honey, love doesn't live here anymore.
Girl.
I'm looking for whatever God wants to give me. I definitely have a okay. I definitely want to be with a person. I don't think I would want to be when I say you say man, a straight male, because I'm just not into that whole thing.
Oh, girl, there's so much headache.
Yeah, I'm just not into that. There's a lot of girls that are, and I'm just not into the after 12 o'clock thing and never go outside, what you think, you know, all the different things. Sometimes you can be the realest of the realest, and you got people who's just not comfortable with themselves. Butch Queens, my whole idea with that is that I like Butch Queens that don't like femme queen style, that would say that just have an open mind to it, only for the very purpose of me being the only woman in their life. If they dated many of femme queens, there's no specialty to me being a part of their life, because most femme queens are a part of their life. But if I am the only and the first femme queen a part of their life, I am guaranteed a lot more years.
Excuse me, Nicole. Excuse me real quick. Switchboard, can you get Kelly back on the line, please? She got disconnected. Guys, Blog Talk just gave her the boot. She was full of shit.
I'm
on her. Nicole, go ahead.
Is this you that sent me this thing?
What?
Andre.
Yeah, hello?
Oh, okay. I'm going to make sure you're there.
No, I think I'm disconnected too, but I got back on.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on with the services over there, but they are disconnecting the whole time. Hello?
Yeah, okay, we're getting Kelly back on now.
Yes, Blog Talk just kicked me off. They gave me a thank you for calling. Goodbye now. Bitch,
they did the same thing to me. They did it to both of us.
Oh, my God. Ooh, they kicked her off again. Which board got her back on again? She's gone again?
Hello, Kelly?
You know what it is? The switch, the board just senses shit.
Am I still on?
Is Nicole there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay, hear me?
System.
I hear you, Andre.
System. Enter right. Code.
Oh.
System. Enter code.
Which more can I about to hang up? Can you please call
enter
me back?
Enter code.
Tough girl.
This ABT shit is no joke. So, Nicole, what are you doing?
I'm sitting here actually in front of the computer.
Yeah. You know, at every 2 of the hour, my alarm system picks up the phone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
I need to find out if anybody out there is close to CJ Prodigy. I need to find out, do CJ Prodigy do the femme queens? Somebody IM me, and they want to know, did he do the femme queens? So if somebody knows CJ Prodigy, please have him hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com so I can know if he do the femme queens. 347-907. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Tiffany.
This who?
Tiffany. I'm from Rhode Island.
Hi, Tiffany from Rhode Island.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
I have a comment. I have some tea.
Okay, what tea you get?
I got tea on Miss Spider.
Oh.
I know. I travel to her hometown, baby. I know the girl from Chi-Town.
Oh.
Well, she's a dirty, dirty, dirty sneaker behind carpet. How you doing?
Oh.
Yeah. Andre?
I'm here.
My life, Lord, and my nephew.
She did what?
She's a deadly weapon.
Oh.
She's a deadly weapon?
Yeah,
could you explain? Could you explain?
Huh?
Could you explain?
It's nothing to explain. She led me into her daily web.
She led you into her deadly web.
Yes.
Don't you stay in the projects in Chicago on 63rd and King's Drive?
Yes. Yes, she lives on, he lives on 60.
With his mother?
65th and King, with his mother. Yeah, he do.
With his crackhead mother?
Oh, bitch. Wow. Oh, off this line.
Hey, motherfucking G. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling.
Yeah, how off this line?
Huh?
You led her into a deadly web, but I don't know what that means.
OMG, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck?
Okay, thank you.
You see, from whoever was my Butch Queen husband, that
could
never happen to me, darling.
Yes,
I would have
sent
Carl up the stairs fucking. Darling! And I like the way Audrey here do that. Would you elaborate, please?
Very calm.
I laugh for stuff like this.
Next call, please. Oh, no, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, get your girlfriends. Get your girlfriends. Call them up. Tell them we're talking about them tonight, too. Y'all all come on. Let's in the chat room. Where's Cream and Nature? Let's move it.
Look, how I love you. You are crazy, bitch.
No, let's move it. That started it, Kelly. You got to tell them, wake up your girlfriends. Because if it keep going, 100 is getting up. Y'all get up now.
Oh.
Do you think you a princess? Call
this,
in.
That just woke me the fuck up. I guess.
I didn't.
Oh, the call.
Right.
Can you please give out your Yahoo messenger?
Icon Nicole at yahoo.com. Icon all together, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, at yahoo.com.
Okay, well, that I am mother just hit me up. Now you have her Yahoo. You hit her up. You can talk to her. Somebody hit me up, and they said, I'm ready for the doll.
Oof. I hope they better be hitting me up right, because the D-O-double-L is not to be messed with. She knows exactly what she wants, and she knows she's cunt with herself. No one can make me feel cunt. I'm not looking for no one to make me feel like a woman. I am a woman that, I got everything I need with me. I'm looking for someone that got everything they need with them, and then we can combine and we can start a party.
Okay, 804-381, you're back on the air. How you doing? 80.
Why you keep on doing that?
Keep doing what?
Keep on hanging up, girl. I told you I like you. Keep on playing games.
See, first of all, you don't like me coming at me like that, calling maybe talking about some girl. I'm a motherfucking girl. I'm not a child. Old ass woman. I'm 33 years old. Don't come at me calling me no girl. Don't come at me calling me no shorty, Miss Say. And don't come here playing games on this motherfucker all my time. How you doing?
Oh.
Call you a girl. Call you a dude.
Baby, don't call me no girl. I'm a motherfucking woman. I'm not a girl. A girl is a little 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. I'm 33 years old. I am not a girl.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
Hey, girl. You need to stop
that. Okay, but what you need to do is, Whippy, go close that door because you can hear her through your phone.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
So y'all need to close some doors.
I'm a grown-ass motherfucking woman with an apartment, a car. Bitch, I'm not no motherfucking child.
A fat dick between your legs and a big-ass nut sack, you fat bitch.
I got a dick between my legs, and if you like me so much, you need to come over here and suck it, bitch.
Oh, my God. Ladylike.
Switchboard, Miss Ebony, get rid of that 804 and put her at the back of the line. No one is going to miss things.
Let's be ladylike on this phone, mother.
Yeah, Charlie, don't let that chat, please. She sound cuckoo because you said you didn't like her. She's upset. Ooh.
Oh. I am going to tell me up about my son, Ronaldo, Ronaldo Milan. Ronaldo's in a happy relationship for 2 years. Thank you. He's off the market. Call somebody else.
Ronaldo and your relationship, and I hope that it goes to 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 years.
Yes, father.
Yes, caller. Next caller.
Do Kobe do Butch Queen? I mean, Fem Queens, Kelly?
Kobe's open-minded.
Oh, that's good. It's always good to have an open-minded son, Kelly.
He's open-minded.
It makes it safer for you. It makes it.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Nicole.
I'm going
to make sure I introduce you to Kobe at the mall on Saturday, honey.
Woo!
Yes, I'm going to make sure. Soon as I see you in the building, honey, I'm going to say, Nicole, this is Kobe. Kobe, this is Nicole. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yes. Kobe's from L.A. He has body. He has tattoos all over his body. And it's a nice digit. How you doing? You'll get your life.
Oh, Nicole's just thinking about Saturday.
Okay, 404. Am I still on the line?
Yes, you are.
Oh, because the phone just told me I'm not in the host queue. 404-723, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Just listening.
You sound gorgeous.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for just listening. And Nose hit me up, and he said him and Trisha is doing very well. How you doing?
Oh,
so
okay.
So I guess I made a love connection. How you doing? Yes. Okay. Bitch, we are making connections. We're going to make a connection, honey. We're going to make a fab connection, honey. Bitch.
Once he finished doing what he doing to us here.
What you doing? Audra, ain't you a team captain for this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, is your team ready for this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all coming to play?
It's only right.
Oh, I know that. I know that's right. You need to get you a 5-hour energy.
Who, me?
Yes.
Why? Because I'll be hyper when I have one.
Yes, when you have a 5-hour.
That answer is true.
You was up and going last night on your 5-hour energy.
You need that when you're driving 10 hours.
You just plain Andre tonight. You was up and going yesterday. Baby, I would have thought you was on more than a 5-hour energy last night. I would have thought you was on an e-pill or something.
I told you he felt like he had 10 bumps and he don't even get high.
973-687. You're on the ear on the dating game. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Oh, shucks. I didn't mean to come on the air. How you doing?
Oh, shit.
Why do you want to come on the air?
I don't know, because I just had called and I had pressed 1, but then I pressed 1 again and take me off because I wanted to listen because I'm laying in the bed and I didn't want to get on the computer. I'm talking kind of fast. I'm sorry. How y'all doing?
I know you. What's your name?
You don't know me.
I know that voice.
Everybody says that. I have a familiar voice.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Nye.
Who?
Where you from, Nye?
You said, where am I from?
Yes.
I do not believe
I'm from New Jersey.
You're from New Jersey?
Yes.
How do you look?
I'm sexy. How you look?
You sexy.
Are you gay? Are you straight?
Hold on, Nicole. This is my interview. So describe yourself to me. How you doing?
I'm like 5'9". Brown skin. I have brown.
Are you having phone sex?
This feels really weird. No.
Why does it feel weird?
I don't know. I feel.
Well, this is the love connection tonight.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Are you looking for love?
I'm not looking for love. I'm looking for a friend. That's what I'm looking for.
Are you looking for a friend? What type of friend? A friend with tits or a friend with chest?
Bitch, you are crazy.
No tits. I'm sorry.
No tits. Ah, shut down.
I'm sorry.
You got my sister pussy all wet and shit, sounding all sexy, like you about to give her some birthday sexy shit.
selling it on the mall. Got it on
Google.
Seductive and shit, bitch. My sister over there, boy, she got her bottle of liquor and her cocktail.
She's sitting over here, and I'm over here talking to Father Dredd, darling.
Oh, what is stupid. I'm in a chat room. I'll be in the chat room, though. A lot.
Oh, you be in the chat room a lot?
Who you are?
Mm-hmm.
See,
so
you won't get me.
For 2010, I think all the butch queens need to try the fem queens for 2010. That's my goal for 2010, is to get all the butch queens that try at least one fem queen.
You can have it. Yeah, you can have that goal, because my goal is to hang it up. I have maybe two or three on my mind that is, feeling. I got maybe four or five that I look at and think is cute. But for 2010, Nicole was giving it up, because that's why you got to be on my level.
Hey, what,
you know what I've been wondering, though? You know what I've been wondering?
What's your name?
My name's Nye, but you know what I've been wondering?
Nye.
Mm-hmm.
No, you come up here and tell them you got a crush on Vince Millon and Josh Millon. Press 1 right now with your cute self. And I'm talking
I know
to what. You. He got a crush on the Bushwick Alley, and I was talking to him. Do you know this
kid? I do got one.
So who you got a crush on?
I got one, and it's not really a crush, but it's like every time I see the person, I'm like, oh, my God, this person sits. And what's his name? He's a Millon, too.
We're talking about old Crush Millon. Wait. Ben
no,
Millon,
no, no. Older. No, Old Way, legendary Old Way, icon Old Way.
Jamal.
Jamal, there you go. Yep, that's the one.
That's normal. That's cute, too, to have a crush on Jamal. He's gorgeous.
Right.
I like that.
Good.
I can
that's
hit him
the
up
one.
And let him know you got a crush on him. Where you from?
He's from Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
Right?
He's from Jersey, too.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, you're 22.
You're a little young.
I'm young, yeah.
I know, that's
okay.
Right.
Are you aggressive, timid, your voice sounds one way, but I shouldn't judge you accordingly, so I'm going to ask you.
How does my voice sound?
Your voice sounds good because it got hot.
Your voice sounds nail. That's listening. Shut up and stop talking to me. That don't turn me on. He sounds like a feminine butch queen. You're like, really soft and timid about it. That's no.
Right.
Nicole, you got to know how to put me all together. Bro. You know this mouth is fierce.
I stick with me. I'm the type of person who believes, as far as sex goes, I think you should be open to anything with your lover.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But it's whatever. I can't be in a relationship with a complete bottom, though. I could never do that.
There you go, Callie. You're going to try and be hiding.
I want to thank you for calling in and making my sister pussy wet tonight.
Thank you. And don't hang up on me, please.
Ebony, don't be mean.
Can you please place him back in the queue, honey? Okay. I want to give Snot from Jersey shout out. He came up here and definitely made my sister wet, honey.
Listen, why are you still talking about me? And I asked you to say that don't make me wet. Tell somebody that sound like Kobe, even Dante from Virginia. Send me some sexy voice motherfuckers. Oh, that really make me wet. I'll come through the computer.
I'm going to throw up.
You should.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple of more to name. Don't do it. Those are just the ones that's just right in front of my face on my button.
Honey. I need to call Kobe and see where he at so we can come over to your house.
Oh, ladies first. See, mind you now. See, let me tell you something, that gag. I called you the other day, Miss Saint, and somebody picked up that phone, and I lost my everlasting mind, Kelly. If I did not feel like some dingbat caught, like, who this? I was gagging. And it was so, I really gagged. I just hung up the phone and called you and had to ask you, girl, who just picked up your phone? That was a nice voice.
That was Kobe, honey.
Yeah, and I gagged. I felt caught. Like, ooh. That voice is cool. That's nice. Now, it's nice to have a voice like that over the phone and all that different type of stuff, and you even look tradie and then can Vogue femme. I get a kick out of that. That's nice. No cunty, cunty. I want to get in drags. But I just, that's just too much for me. Oh, God. Hold on.
What's Big Nose? Big Nose is not in the chat room. How you doing, Big Nose? What's T? I know, that's right. Do we have, Miss Ebony, do we have any more callers, Miss Ebony? How you doing? Yes. The children just want to sit here and listen to us talk, honey. They don't want to play the game, buddy. What you doing?
Leave me alone. Goodbye.
What happened?
I don't even know him. If his voice was sitting, Miss Thing, girl, both them, bitch, it was sitting. That's it. I never seen him before, for the record, the world. I'm not into giving anyone life that does not give me life. You get it? Got it. Done. I'm too old for that. I don't play like that. You don't have to see me. I see myself. But his voice was sickening. And I really gag when hear Butch Queen sound like that, whatever. It's like turn on to me. So that was, I don't know him.
Oh, you stopped all the CDs, you dumb bitch.
Oh,
first of all, why would you have them in your, let me read her online. Why would you have them in your hand, you dumb bitch?
Who would you read it?
Read, tell her name, say names.
Tokyo.
Oh, well, I know you wasn't reading Miss Gale like that, Miss Day.
I read Miss Gale like that, too.
Miss Gale ought to have to be your father.
Gail is only Gail is only 49 years old.
It got a lot of
she couldn't have had me. I'm 41.
Mistake.
She
could
have me at 9.
Where do Kobe walk, Kelly?
Kobe walk schoolboy realness.
No wonder.
Kobe walk schoolboy realness. Say he's about to start walking a sack side. Yes.
Come on, I am, girl. Tell me what you think about that.
Take him over to your house.
No, I can see him when I get to the board.
No, I'm going to bring him over to your house. He's going to come over to your house. I'm going to have him throw his basketball shorts and his motherfucking tank top and come over to your house.
See, Miss Vegas, Miss Kelly, you here, all right?
Who is that? They want a piece of Kobe, too?
No, girl.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that's right. I can't wait till this weekend. Is Derek coming out?
I'm sure he'll be there. He's the legend.
I know, that's right. We have a caller, 443-615. You're on the air on the dating game. Are you looking for love, Naima?
No. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What's up, Mother Kelly?
What's going on? Are you looking for love?
No, I'm not looking for love.
Why are you not looking for love?
Who is he, first of all?
This is Ian from Baltimore.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hey, Ian.
What do you want
What's
to talk
up?
About, love? You got a lover? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Stop grilling my child.
You got to just let me know.
Ian, what happened?
What's going on, Ian? How you doing?
I'm just listening.
Are you just listening? So you looking for love, son?
You don't have a crush on someone?
No, I actually have a lover.
Oh, you have a lover. Oh, well, no work for all you over there, Cleo. Thank you for calling in, Ian.
Thank you for calling in, Ian. Are you coming up this weekend?
I should be.
Okay, I'll see you this weekend. How you doing?
That's Mother Love, not Miss Cleo.
Honey,
yes. Mother love, honey. I'm mother love. I'm touching
mother
the children.
Mother love and Miss Cleo is all in the same thing. One is for love, one is psychic and love. So we just put it together, and she's Miss Cleo's thing.
Call me now for your free tarot reading. Call me now.
Yeah. Press one.
Okay.
She'll tell you about yourself.
Oh, okay, 803-381. You on the air with the love doctor. How you doing?
Now she's the love doctor.
Oh. That's your friend again, Kelly?
803. 381, you on the air. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next caller, please. I think that 803 ain't working. How you doing?
Miss Whippy, do you like Butch Queens?
Who? You said who like Butch Queens?
I'm talking to your daughter. I want to be a princess.
I can have fucked you up.
Do you like Butch Queens?
Hold on. 803-383-383. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. What'd you say?
I said, what's good? I'm just listening.
Are you just listening? You ain't looking for love?
No, not really.
Oh,
his
you got a lover?
His voice can almost get in there. And we were looking for some sexy voice BQs right now. Let me see which one of y'all going to give it to me. How about that? Let's get Benji cut with the situation. His voice is doing it, Kelly. Guy, you can talk for a minute. Guy, he's right.
Hello, I'm still there?
Yeah, you're still here.
You're still here.
So what's going on with you? How you doing?
Nothing, chilling, just getting work.
So what part of South Carolina are you from?
I'm from Columbia.
Columbia, South Carolina, I know that's right.
All the way for Columbia, South Carolina, in the building. You hear that, Miss Ebony? Go tap switchboard.
So do you have a lover?
No, I'm actually single.
Actually single, so what's your preference? Femme queens or butch queens?
I'm a butch queen, like butch queen. But I'm open to anything, though.
Oh, she has to. Oh, just Kelly, I like what you're doing. You got the right questions. You ask the right questions. Say the right things. You better eat it, sis.
So you're open to dating. You're open to dating a femme queen. Okay. So
how tall are you?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish my interview. Okay.
She found her new one.
So can you describe yourself to us?
Well, I'm 5'11". I'm new to the ballroom scene, and I'm sexy, bro.
Oh, you're sexy? You got Yahoo Messenger?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
So that means
well,
I can do something. Anybody want to talk to him,
wait,
they
hold
can
on.
Get
no,
him
no,
up.
No, no. I can hear that you're driving right now. So when you get home, you hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com, okay?
She did that fast.
Or
okay.
You can hit me up at IconNicole.
Oh,
And I will help you erase anything you need.
You don't hit her up, okay?
Your voice passed the test. Can anybody do better? His voice passed.
Hello?
So how long have you been in the ballroom scene?
I just became a Mizrahi. But I've been with you about a year now.
Oh,
mother,
you
can't date your kid.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you just became a Mizrahi?
You are out the door because you are out the door. Well, she's out the door. You now are out the door. Like I said, IconNicole@yahoo.com.
Did you just gag how my voice just changed and I just get back? You know? Oh, my God. I'm gagging. Y'all got me sitting up here. Y'all got me sitting up here seducing one of my children, mistake. I'm so appalled, mistake. Oh, my God. So what do you walk?
I can't say.
You can't say? Wow.
Oh, because that means we would know who you are?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
going to know exactly who you are in the next 32 minutes. I'm going to call you once the show is off.
You want a bit?
What'd you say?
I said you want a bit.
I'm going to call you once the show is done.
All right. Tell Andre I said hey as well.
Okay. Switchboard. Next caller, and I need it. How you doing?
And me too.
That answer is
see, Ebony, get off the thing. Go lay down.
Go to sleep, girl.
I'm gagging, mister. You got me sitting up here asking all these questions, and he's
my
child.
No, he did. He was just working.
How was we supposed to know? You ain't asked all
what
the questions
kind of
right there.
What shit are you into?
Let's say the same type of freaky shit you're into.
Andre, your son just said, hey, Kelly was flirting.
Which son was that?
We don't know, but he's from Columbia, South Carolina, and he didn't want to tell us what he was because we would know him. So who is
Columbia,
he, Andre?
I think I know who that is. But hey, son.
Andre?
Kelly was flirting.
Maybe.
I'm right here.
Somebody hit me up, and I'm not going to reveal their name, but they hit me up, and they said they want to try Fem Queen. I know that's right.
All right, that's cute, but they gave, the overall mother said, no, they will be giving no numbers out. Figure it out who it is yourself. You see, I told you, Miss that thing, Miss Ebony, she's fierce because she got to tell me to.
Baby, I guess I'm going to have to call down to South Carolina and speak to Zsa Zsa, honey. Baby, okay, 804-381. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing? 804-381. You're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Chillin'.
What's going on?
Wait. Say it again. What's up?
That's.
Is this the same person?
Yes, it is.
The same person.
It's a different person?
Yeah, it's a different person.
But on the same number. So what's goody?
No, it's not the same number. I'm sorry you think that.
What's up?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
You 22? What house you in?
Oh. Okay, it's not the same number. Sorry.
I can't reveal that, but
All right, so what do you want to say? You looking for a man? You like a fem queen?
No,
what's up?
I already got a man. I'm very happy. Where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
And I see my place nowhere else. See myself nowhere else, you know?
With a voice like that, I'm kind of about to throw up, but congratulations and God bless you. That's what's up. I think that's over.
Kelly, you don't need to sound like a horse.
Okay.
That laugh is very, like, animated. Down syndrome slash.
So Carl, he sound all sexy. I see like that. He let us have it. He said, I have a lover, and I'm very happy, and I'm right where I need to be. I just get like, ooh. So, okay, Andre. He's all right. Next quarter switchboard, we got it.
Oh,
congratulations.
347. Oh, my God. Here's this caller that tried Spider. 347-907. You're back on the air. 347-907. You're back on the air.
I'm on here.
You're back
up
on the air.
Okay, well, baby, first of all, I like to say, whoever gave Spider my number, they have A. For one, I don't know why you late-ass bitch. You can't take me. I don't know what your problem is.
This is the way it go. You tried it first. They tried it worse. Don't try it again. Bottom line, do not enter in no kitchen where you can't take no heat. I said it, Nicole. If you can't take the heat, you had no business coming on this radio talking about his lover. If you got a call, God bless you, and handle it there. All that yelling and screaming is not even called for. Sorry, you got to be more careful next time on who people pot you jumping in.
Miss Thing, that ugly, nasty, motherfucking, nasty bitch coming up here, Miss Thing. Oh, fucking horrible, anorexic, bulimia-ass motherfucking bitch. God fucking damn. Next caller, please.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on with these girls. I don't know why they can't take me. It seems like ever since I got into a relationship with my lover, they've been throwing so much crazy shade. But, I mean, these are the same girls who want to suck my dick because I said it last time.
Oh,
shit.
That's
Spider.
Yeah.
Spider, you
Spider.
Keep doing your Spider-Man work and you're climbing the walls of your lover and you move on. Well, fuck them. Kick rocks
and
with
then,
no shoes
you, they call, on. They call my phone and tell me, they say, oh, I'm from New York. She said her name is Tiffany. She said, when you come to New York, be ready. I'm going to beat your ass and all this and that. So I told her, since she feels that way, I'll be in New York this weekend for the awards ball.
Okay,
I'm not
I'll
sorry.
See you here.
How you doing?
Down like you used to.
How you doing?
That's right, Spidey. You don't sound problem. You sound very bangy kind about the situation.
Double L.
Loser, loser.
Stay over here with this game.
Oh,
it's a funny joke.
Andre, he sound very bangy kind about the situation.
I'm playing Dirty Hearts this weekend.
Oh, girl.
It's going to get real dirty up in here this weekend. How you doing? Girl, I'm waiting.
Everybody longing. Everybody longing.
4-4-3. Well, 443-602. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Next caller.
It's not
please.
Like somebody's getting hit by a car. Andre.
What's up?
It sounds like somebody's getting hit by a car over there.
That's a game they're playing, and at the end they go, I never heard of that, but you know, every state has their own game. But yeah.
404-7-2-3.
It goes loser, loser.
You're on the air
double
on
loser.
The dating game. How you doing? 404-7-2-3. You're on the air.
What's good?
What's going on? Who's this?
Not shit, chillin'.
Who this?
This is Andre from Indy.
But he
what's
passed
going
the
on,
test.
Andre?
And you got to get away from your computer so I can really get into that voice. Get away from that computer.
Hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, Kelly. Again.
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? You looking for love?
All day.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for a film queen or a butch queen?
I ain't never really tried the film queen, but butch queens do good, too.
Oh. So describe
okay, my
yourself.
Voice is about to get
sore. So describe yourself to Nicole.
Now she want to blame it on me. Describe yourself. Let's hear what you got.
6'2", 185.
Cute.
Brown eyes, long hair.
Oh, cute.
6'4" at the bottom.
What did you say?
6 goals at the top, 4 at the bottom.
Oh. How many inches?
Oh.
10.5.
10.5.
I called the call.
I'm going to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. So, where you from?
What's your name, Andre? Stop playing, because you know that's not your real name and stuff. Where you from and what's your name? Because you know now you got us hot.
My name's Andre, and I'm from Indy.
And you from Indy? Indianapolis?
Yes.
Oh.
Everybody wants to
right.
know that.
You said what?
No,
I said, I know that's right. So you
how old are you?
I can't
How old are you?
22.
Oh, you're 22?
And what's your sign before I go next for music? What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Cute. Real cute. Mm-hmm. All right. That's cute guy, Kelly. He's cute.
I know that's right. So what is your likes and your dislikes?
I mean, shit, as long as it's safe, fun, and can get me off, I'm good.
All right. Well, everybody out there listening.
So why do you have an Atlanta area code number?
Yeah, I used to live down there.
I used to live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We don't want nobody coming up here telling us a lie because then it's not going to be fun anymore. So if you're playing games, I'm over you.
Are you in a house?
You said what? No, I'm actually a 007.
Are you a 007?
A 007.
So what do you
work?
What do you work?
Realness.
Oh, you work real dead.
Cute. Real cute.
So what house
are you moving to New York?
Was you ever in a house before?
Uh-uh.
So
are you moving to New York?
I don't know. I'm doing a lot of traveling right now, trying to see what's best for me.
Okay.
Look at you, Nicole. You right. Are you coming to New York this weekend for the awards ball? Nicole, what's it now?
Oh, I just heard that. Ooh.
What'd he say?
I just heard about that ball. I don't know yet.
Are you country? You country. I don't know yet. He real country about the situation.
You got Nicole real hot. You got Yahoo Messenger?
Yep.
Oh, you need to hit Nicole up at iconnicole@yahoo.com.
You said iconnicole@yahoo?
Yes.
I got
she
you.
She just handed me out. Don't. That was Kelly who said that. And for anybody who's listening, you hear the guy with the cute voice, Andre from India. And if you think you want to be able to know him or you like his voice, hit Kelly up. Come on the radio. We got about 15 minutes left. Maybe we can make it hot. You can get some more. And we can try to get y'all connected, you know? Or Kelly. Maybe we can get y'all connected. Oh, Whoopi. Andre's taking. I'm sorry, the other Andre. But,
they could definitely hit me up at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com, but he wouldn't work for Whoopi. Whoopi only likes 4 or 5 inches of cock.
Stop playing
with me. And who wants me?
Baby, you know, Whoopi can't handle big dick. I definitely do want to thank you for definitely calling in.
No problem.
Okay,
we stay listening because somebody may come up and want you all around the world. I mean, y'all heard his voice. What's up?
Okay. 917-651, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up? My name's Shmo. I'm 5'9", buck 55, dark brown skin, low C.
You want to get fucked up? You want to get fucked up? Ain't no questions nobody got to ask you.
Excuse me. Stop messing with my interview. Excuse me. Can you please finish
Kelly,
describing
don't
your...
try it.
Can you please finish describing yourself?
You better not play with me.
Excuse me, Nicole. You're messing up my interview right now. Can you please finish describing yourself, Shamel?
I'm 5'9", above 55, dark brown skin, low Caesar haircut. I'm a top, and I got, like, a lot. I got enough.
Okay. And so what are you looking for, a film queen or a butch queen?
A butch queen. Something like the last one there.
Okay. Are you open-minded to film queens, Nicole?
Is he open-minded? That's nobody's business.
Are you open-minded?
He's not open-minded to butch queen. See, that's what I told you. Normally, they don't even like femme queen. See, and he just said it. Right, Shamel? That's it. You only want to look for a butch queen. That's
indigo.
It.
Indigo. I like the color indigo purple. It is
Miss Kelly, you are really throwing daggers, and I would not like to do that if I was you. And nor would Shamel either, because I'll tell everything.
Y'all
better
shut
up. Everybody hates switchboards.
If anybody's interested,
I need my boots back.
Audrey's around here.
I'm
right here.
You
letting them attack me like this?
Shamel, first of all, I was waiting to get in my bathroom, so I didn't see them attack you. But you're a grown man that got on this radio to find what you needed, so you can
address that to Goddamn. Because he was looking for a butch queen because he knows he's not looking for a femme queen. Okay, Andre? All right,
Shamel. That's true. I agree with you.
Right, because
If anybody's out there and you're interested in Shamel, whether you're a femme queen, a butch queen, a butch queen,
all right, y'all, I dare y'all femme queen calling this phone. I dare y'all.
Definitely hit me up at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi, and I'll pass your information on to him. How you doing?
Shamel.
Don't hit up Kelly. Hit up icon_Andre@yahoo.com.
Andre's all the way in Atlanta. Hit his mother, Kelly Mizrahi, up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com. He lives right around the corner from me.
Thank you for calling in, Shamel. If somebody else wants you, we're going
to
let you know, okay? Switchboard.
Oh, you know what, Chabelle on the line? Private caller, private caller, you're on
you
the
gotta
line.
You got to go, Nicole. Why you, Nicole, why you don't want him on the line?
Oh, because they know why. He's looking for Butch Queens. You see, I said it earlier, Butch Queens that I like don't even like Femme Queens. And Jamel, that, you know, let's just end it by he's just looking for Butch Queens, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
Private caller, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, girl.
Hey,
yes,
what's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
Okay.
You from
this
India.
Is Margaret. This is Margaret from Jersey. I just want to call and say that I have the biggest lesbian crush on Beulah from Boston. And I would love to have a big old nasty threesome with Beulah and Kelly and rub pork chops on it.
I would never have a threesome with anyone.
Wait, but you gotta catch it. She said it rubbed pork all over.
Ooh,
Kelly, this is cute.
Mistake. I would never, ever.
Well, somebody came up here and said they, that was, you know. Okay.
I just threw up in my motherfucking mouth, bitch.
What?
You need to
what, Margaret?
You better let it out. Take it out of your mouth.
646-725. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on? Who's this?
Pussy tuna.
Pussy tuna.
Hey,
what
pussy.
What you looking for, pussy tuna?
I need for the boogie Revlon. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait. You know what? That is cute, too. I'm going to fuck you up, darling. You got my approval for that one, darling.
I need her to play this with that 12-inch cock, bitch.
Oh, yes, mister.
Hey, she's trady like, and she got cakes,
yeah.
Bitch. I will eat her cakes, bitch. She got 12 inches of cock, bitch. I need it, bitch. Kelly, set it up, bitch. Kelly, where you at, bitch?
I'm right here, honey.
Girl,
you
set it up,
know,
bitch.
You have you know who Boogie Revlon is. You got to get into it, bitch.
And I would set it up, but Boogie has a lover.
Oh, fuck that, girl. You want to say something this one? I need her, bitch, in the bathroom at the awards board, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, it's definitely six bathrooms at the awards board, honey. And they even got a private bathroom too.
Yeah, don't I like come that. Out that bitch.
No, you don't want him to get in the bathroom. You want to be able to take him home because that's cute. You right about that. That's
yeah,
cute.
No, Boogie is real cute. I wouldn't even do him in the bathroom. Yeah,
right,
I would,
that's cute. No, I
would have some
line.
Respect for him and me, and we'll go to where we go.
Honestly, you better eat it up. And that's the best. That's one of the best names I heard here tonight, too, was Boogie. That was cute. That was cute.
Did y'all hear the tea on Courtney changing
what
her house? Jay-Z, she's a garçon now. She'll be coming out Saturday. She's walking.
Oh. Congratulations, Courtney.
Courtney,
yes.
Call your auntie. Come knocking at the door. I'm home.
And tell Beverly I'm waiting for her ass. Where the fuck is Beverly Khan? I need her. So I'm going to get on this line. Pull her up on this line. And Ray, where's Ray Mizza? I ain't speak to him. Where's my auntie Deja La Perla? These are some. I need to speak to some people, bitch. I've been hearing these voices up here a long time.
Yes, make it hot.
Yes, bitch. Oh, no, we could really make it hot, bitch, because I'm a Vogue Femme girl, and I'm walking Saturday. And I want, Nicole, tell Quincy, Isaac, and Maya I said I need them at the back of the runway, okay?
Okay, yes. Quincy's listening. You heard that? They calling you.
Quincy, I need him, bitch. I've been wanting to take her down for years. And tell Isaac, come out and play with the girls for a little light.
Okay. Yes, I like this girl.
Type Shauna Garcon, I need you at the back of the runway. Shoshana, I'm not sure if you still a Mizza. I need you at the back of the runway. Leo Irisu, I've been wanting you, bitch. I owe you. Little Black Irisu, I need you, too. J-Lo Aga, oh, you know. Bitch, I'm going to throw a trophy at you because I need you. Chris Auger, I wanted to battle you for years. Pixie Jay-Z, I wanted to battle you for years. Jamel Jay-Z, I owe you from POCC.
Well, who Foxy. Have you battled and you didn't have to battle for years? Wait, I'm going to battle for years. You name all these people. Who do you
yes,
have?
All the list. I need them all.
Okay.
Foxy Malone, come back out.
Saturday.
Yup, I will be there perched, bitch.
Okay, in the Bronx, y'all heard it. She's coming.
Foxy Milan, Tim Tim Milan, and I want to play with Little Mama, too.
Oh.
You got a hell of a list, bitch, so you
okay.
must be coming out. You must see Vogue as a name.
Damn, you already know.
Because, baby, you got a motherfucking list.
Well, some of them lists, some of them that she called out can't Vogue anyway, so.
Ugh. Babies.
All right.
My, you hit me up and they said they wanted, they said since you want all these girls and you said your name is Tuna Fish, they gave me, what's your real name? And the person that's accent is Ronaldo Milan.
Oh.
Tell her, oh, yes. Tell Ronaldo I need a piece of her, too. She can be at the back. And tell her to bring Prince along with her. I need her.
Oh. Did you hear
I need
that?
It.
Did you hear that, son?
I
he
need
said
it.
Come along and bring Prince, too. He needs y'all.
Yeah. Tell her I'll be at the back. Come tap me. They call me Pussy Tuna 007. I'm there.
All right. You know your voice sounds so familiar. So, I mean, this awards boy is going to be hot.
Yeah, oh, Nicole, you know me, sweetie. Nicole, you know me. I'm going to tap you at the awards world, too. What's up?
Okay, what's up?
Kelly, you know me, too. And Andre, you know me. What's up? I'm going to come tap all of y'all and y'all can see my face. And I'm going to say I'm Pussy Tuna. What's up?
Well, you make sure as soon as you come up those steps and you hit the main ballroom floor, you make it your business to find me. I'll be in the gold dress and you tap me.
Yeah.
You know it won't be hard to find
oh,
me.
Oh, and my son just hit back and he said you can have him. He'll definitely take you down.
Yeah. Oh, she ain't taking nothing, honey. She ain't taking anything, honey. Rock is gonna have to pick her up off the floor when I'm done, girl.
Oh, Miss Fang, you know all my children, Miss Fang. Oh my God.
I'm a New York City girl. I know all the girls. Okay, Boogie, I still wanna play with you. I don't care. I don't break up happy home, but I'm saying, what's up?
Okay. How's she gonna go back to herself?
Because you already know, Boogie, I've been wanting him for years, honey. Girl, I just couldn't get him. He was slipping, bitch. Girl, I need him.
Oh, my God. Somebody just hit me up and said, we need to have a memorial service for the House of Blondie.
Who know?
I'm going to fuck the girls up. Well,
you
I can't wait to see.
You walk around, hoe.
Thank you for definitely calling in, but I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you on the back of the runway on Saturday. Next caller, please. 317-657. You're on the air. You're on the air on
the dating game.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
I'm a drag
for a hoe.
Chilling.
Oh, where you calling from?
Indiana.
Oh, are you looking for love?
Yeah.
What are you looking for, Butch Queen or
Film
Queen?
Well, the only Film Queen I got my eye on is Kamora Alua.
Oh, I know that's right. You want a piece of Kimora?
Uh-huh.
I know
well,
that's
maybe
right.
Maybe we can get her
Mother,
up in here.
Mother Kimora, Laura, somebody wants a piece of you. What's your name?
Petite.
What house are you in?
The 00.
Are you? Why is everybody a 00? What the fuck is going on with these 007s? That's what we need to talk about tomorrow. All these 007s. Oh, so describe
they
yourself.
They should make a house.
5'9", 150, braids, brown eyes.
Oh, I know that's right.
The other guy.
Well, you know, if Kimora's out there, she's listening, you know, maybe she'll call in. We'll make a love connection, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling in. Next caller, who is this hitting me up? Oh, girls, when you hit me up, you must tell me exactly what house you in. Because I put everybody in the 007 category, honey. Bitch. And then I delete my 007 category after a month, honey. Can't be too many girls, honey. 908397. You're on the dating game. How you doing?
Yo, look.
Yes,
oh.
What's going on?
It was good.
You looking for love?
Of course.
But you
what are you looking for, a Femme Queen or a Butch Queen?
I'm open-minded. But I've never really had like a strong attraction to any other femme queen besides Tia Garcon, Tia Jordan. But I'm open minded.
You're open minded, so describe yourself.
Well, I'm 5'8", I weigh 145, caramel complexion, brush cut, deep waves, luscious lips, 9.5, eight pack.
And what's your name?
My name's Ja.
And what house are you in, Ja?
I'm a Revlon.
Oh, you're a Revlon. Ja,
well,
Revlon.
Y'all heard it here. If anybody want to get on this line and talk to Ja.
I know that's right. You was at the Globe on Friday, Ja?
Yeah, I was. You know who I am, Kelly.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Mother Pink?
I'm doing fine. Yes, I know that's
Kelly,
right.
Kelly, what's
so
the
you,
name?
So you gotta,
say hi.
So you got to thank you. I do. You know I do try. So you got to crush on Tia, or you'll try any femme queen. How you doing?
I mean, I would try. I mean, of course they got to be attractive, but they got to be attractive. But I just find Tia real attractive.
Oh, they have to be attractive.
Wait, what's the tea?
I'll be at the Globe on Friday. How you doing?
I'll
see you there.
Yes, I will definitely be at the Globe on Friday.
Oh,
Whippy,
you catching it? Whippy, are you catching it?
Yeah, have a good night.
You have a good night, Jay. I'll see you on Friday.
Right. Oh,
she's messy.
How you doing?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, next caller, we going to the Globe. How you doing? Yes, the Globe is definitely gonna be popping, honey. 3-4. Oh, Tariq, you're on the air.
Oh. Oh, to call me. That's y'all wanna know who
Tariq,
I got a crush on?
Are you looking for love?
Yeah, I got a crush on Whoopi.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Tariq.
Whoopi.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Whoopi? Are you old bitch? What's up?
I know that's right. But this is for all the children. This is for all the children that know Pig Latin. Tariq, you gotta go egg tucker some old mugs with egg tucker. Maybe she ain't plug a ouya.
Don't believe that bitch.
Every time Whoopi, look, Kelly. Every time Whoopi call me with her trade voice, that turns me on when she play on my phone. No, y'all gotta get Whoopi. Whoopi,
yeah.
please do the trade voice for me on so they can hear.
No.
All right, who in the chat room want to hear Whoopi do this voice?
But y'all gotta get Whoopi. Please, Whoopi, just do it one time.
I'll call you after the show, and I'll give you a private.
Kelly, why she can't do the trade voice? Kelly, make her do it.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
hey, Kelly, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Kelly? Look.
That's not Whoopi, bitch. That's not Whoopi, no. Kelly, your voice is tired, man. We can cook you, girl.
No. Kelly, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Tell your son, I don't know if he's still sitting there next to you, but tell him I said thank you for hitting me back. He know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he's out here.
Here
we
go again.
Here this one.
Ooh,
what
Nicole?
Oh,
God.
I just said to her son. What do you say? That could have been any of her sons. What do you say about Nicole?
Andre.
Nicole's about to have a connection.
Why she about to have a connection?
I'm not gonna have anything.
She know who I'm talking about, Kelly.
Oh, shit, see? Yeah. Somebody's taking my
Kelly.
Yes.
She know who I'm talking about?
Oh.
I don't think she know.
Okay. 347-426, you're on the air.
She know who I'm talking about.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's poppin'?
I have two things. First, I want to read that nasty knot that called who she want to slay all the Butch Queen Vogue fams. I know who that nasty queen is.
Who is she?
Make it hot.
That's that black little girl who be on the fucking streets on her pussy. She used to be a Jordan. She always get chopped at the balls. That's
who
that nasty little knot is. Kelly know who she is.
Oh, I had to see her.
She goes to Rumble. She always gets chopped.
Oh my God. She might call. Wait, let's see. Switchboard, is that caller still on the line? Switchboard, let's bring her back
darling.
Up.
What's the second thing before she get through here?
To catch her back. Tuna Cat, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you there?
Bitch, I never get chopped, faggot. And I wasn't a Jordan, you not.
Honey, I'm a femme queen. You are nasty, utchbugger in quag. And you don't ask her as a motherfucking agripa of the Irish fall, you nasty queen.
Oh,
how dare you?
Girl, reading.
Wait, you call for all those butch queen vogue femmes. How dare you? Those girls are all up and coming. And what you are up and coming not. You
a bad knot. Girl.
How dare you? All them girls you read, those are all up and coming, and they have something going on. What do, you queen?
First off, it wasn't a read. It was letting them know I wanted to see them at the back of the runway for competition. That's number one. And as an old queen told me, reading is fundamental, not four-dimensional.
I'm going to make it hot, because when I come to the ball Saturday, I'm going to pull every single butch queen, and I'm going to say, this ugly nut said she wants to clap all of you girls.
Do that.
I'm going to make it hot.
How about you battle me, bitch? You come out in Vogue 2.
I'm a femme queen, darling. I don't need to vote on the floor. Bitch. Mop the floor, darling. I'm a woman.
Take down those titties and throw off that wig and come out to play.
You look like a monster.
Miss Nikki, you hearing this, Miss Nikki? Malone?
And if only you knew, honey, I was never a Jordan. I don't even see that house, you fag.
Wow. Kelly?
Yes,
thank
I'm
you.
Here.
Thank you, little Karn.
I'm so sorry. As I was saying, I love yourself.
Yeah.
But I have to admit with that nasty queen that I have a crush on the same person she said, Boogie.
Now you got a crush on the same person? Girl, fuck a femme queen cock, you dirty.
Oh, my God, Kelly, did you? Nicole, I always had a crush on him.
And you
a butch, Nicole, as a butch queen, I had a crush on him. He is sexy.
You still are a butch queen.
Excuse me?
You still are a butch queen.
Wait. She's talking to me.
Queen.
You can tell her where she is after she's talking to me. She got to get Boogie life. Go ahead, girl.
Thank
since
you.
She was what? Go ahead.
Oh, I love
she want to do it after I said it.
Queen. Shut up, you cunt. Kelly, I love you. Nicole, I love you. Andre, I love you. But Nicole, I've always had a crush on that boy. Every time I see him, I cringe in the
yes.
name of Jerusalem.
Yes, Andre. Yes, Andre.
Kelly, Nicole, he is sexy. And Nicole,
he
I
is.
Have one thing to say. I'm upset with you and Kelly because y'all can't knock when two femme queens. Now, I'm not into femme queens.
Wait a minute, Miss Singh. Don't start doing this.
Like
you was doing
do.
Good all night, Miss Singh. Do not start doing this to me. I ain't knocking nobody. Just
no,
let them be, Miss Singh.
No, no,
I, just...
I live for you. I live for Kelly. I live for Andre. But y'all can't say it's nasty. That's what they like. There's a reason why two femme queens like to bump pocketbooks and have...
Wait, hold on. Are both of y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is Miss Kitty still there?
Yes, it's Pussy Tuna. What's up?
This Pussy
okay,
Tuna, okay?
That?
I just got an IM from my sister, and she just hit me up and said, special category sponsored by the legendary overall mother of the House of Mizrahi, Jasmine Couture, that you two battle, and the winner gets an all paid expense date with Boogie. By Mother Jasmine Couture.
Oh, I see that.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Well,
what's up?
I think anybody who knows Boogie, in order for that to be made happen, we got to get Boogie involved.
So we are now today.
For all the rep laws, wait a minute. We are putting out an APP.
No, wait a minute.
Out on Boogie.
You said a crush, but I'm too scared. I'm too scared. That boy was, first of all,
let me tell you something. Y'all girls got crushes on him.
Nicole,
I love him. It
Nicole,
is over for
Nicole.
Boogie, too. It is over
crush.
For Boogie.
That boy, I've never seen him in a femme queen. Or Butch Queen and Drags.
And it would look cute, Kelly, because he's so tall and he got his braids. We got to get Boogie up on the phone. Boogie, the girls are calling you, and there is offered a paid expense date paid by the overall mother, Jasmine. Ms. Rahi, there is going to be a whole day paid fully from her, whoever successfully gets this.
I'm walking.
Yes, Kelly, I just said the same thing. Y'all make it. That's all it says. I love all your girls, and all the girls was cut. But, Miss Whoopi, I think you better walk too.
Oh, no, I'm not interested.
Baby, Whoopi not into it. She already seen the picture. She's scared.
What? Shut up, girl.
I got the picture squeezed on my computer.
Missing, send it to me.
It's a screensaver on my desktop computer, baby. As soon as my computer comes on and my computer shuts down for 5 minutes, I need a picture from
spilling tea.
What picture are you talking about?
Picture of the guy sitting there with the black tank top around his neck, mistake, and the boxes and the thing hanging out the boxes.
Who's that?
The person they're talking about. 917-693, you're on the air of the dating game. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary Mack. How are you?
Hey, Mary Mack.
I love your show, Kelly Andre. I have a secret crush on somebody.
Who is that?
Should I say it?
Go ahead.
Well, this person is Evoke's old way. Derek Icon.
Oh. And you a femme queen or a princess?
I'm a princess.
Are you a princess?
Yes.
Okay. That's
and wait, Kelly, I have my cousin on the phone. She wants to say hi too.
Hi, cousin.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? You got a crush on somebody too?
No.
Yes, she do.
Okay.
She do. Kelly, we was in Brooklyn two weeks ago, and she saw this guy, and she had a crush. She's lying. Tell her.
Boogie Revlon.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
everybody
wants. Everybody. Boogie. Everybody. Y'all are all doing it, though, because Boogie's funny.
Well, if y'all coming out, if you come into the ball on Saturday, honey, Mother Jasmine is sponsoring a special category, honey. Whoever wins the category, honey, gets an all-expense date with our Boogie. How you doing?
Bye,
Kelly?
Yes?
My cousin lives for you. She loves your show. She likes listening to you on Andre Nicole. She can imitate you to a motherfucking T. You want to hear it?
Well, give it a shot. Let me see. Let me see your best impersonation of overall East Coast Mother Kelly.
Well, I definitely want to thank the caller for calling tonight. Let's make it motherfucking high. How you doing?
No, wait a minute. Now, Kevin, wait a minute. And then you need to read somebody, and you got to put that tone and that voice when she's reading somebody. Go ahead, cousin.
Cousin?
Jasmine?
She's out of here?
I guess they're gone.
No more? Okay.
Okay, next caller, please.
Well, we see tonight so far, Boogie is the grand prize winner.
85206, you're on the air of the dating game. How you doing?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Hey, mm-hmm. You heard the way I got right into it. I just got into it. Hey, how you doing?
You said you got a lover?
Boogie has a lover.
Oh, we know Boogie has a lover.
But these are femme queens talking about him. We don't want no problems. We don't even want no problems. Don't even come up here and do that. We scared. We don't want no problems. They just giving him life.
I could put a bug in his ear for you, though.
Okay. Oh, you put six bugs in there from the car.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? We should put you. We gonna pitch you back.
No, how about we know?
No,
who
no,
you
no, no, no. Hold on, no,
wait,
no. Hold
because
on,
he said Boogie has a lover.
No, hold on. I already knew Boogie has a lover. I know Boogie's lover. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pitch you on hold, and you try to get Boogie on three-way and bring him on the show for
us. Wait. First of all, tell us who you are, because your voice is cute.
He already said, listen, we want to get Boogie on the line. Can you try to get Boogie
but
on
Boogie
the phone?
But Boogie got a lover now. He sound cute, too. Why we can't talk to him?
Who's that talking?
This is Nicole.
You've been my sister for eons.
Who is this? Oh, wait a minute. Who is this?
Oh, wow.
Do not
you just,
make
you
no
gag.
Wow.
You gag
here,
but no, but you know,
voice.
But wait, hold on, Nicole. You just gagged, Nicole, because the voice was just so trainy. And then he just gave you, you've been my sister for eons, bitch. You just gagged. Dog, I see ya. Your shoulders was up. Your shoulders was up when he said you was my sister for years, bitch. Your shoulders dropped down to your motherfucking tits, man.
Oh, wow.
No, oh, wow, you can't get up here sound like that. If you a high bitch, what's going on? Because I don't know. But, all right, so now you finished that part. Well, then, that's right, Kelly, do right. Get Boogie on the three-way. And you tell him there's like four callers and all the co-hosts that just are just going off at him.
All right, I'm going to push on.
Okay. Bitch, boy, put him back on hold and pick a smiley face next to him and keep him at the top of the list. He's going to try to get Boogie on the phone for us. How you doing? Mr. Cole, you gagged, Mr. Your shoulders was I'm so proud, Mr. You've been my sister for years, bitch. Your shoulders, you slouched, bitch. Honey. Have any more callers, Switchboard? Yes, honey. Boogie is definitely Twister Meat, honey. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Honey. A great Twister Meat. How you doing?
Mind you, let me tell you something. I had no idea about his meat. That was not even. I like his whole effect. The way he look, his hair and everything. I don't even know about all that. And I never thought about it because he all ball legged and everything with it. I never thought about it, but work. Okay.
I was to send you a visual, bitch, you would gag, Miss Day. Oh, you would gag. You would goose. How you doing? Yes, honey. Well, bitch, we're gonna take a little 5-minute break for taking some phone calls, and I'm gonna give y'all some announcements. Don't forget coming this Saturday here in New York City at the Sky Ballroom Lounge on 125 St. Anne's Avenue. That's on the corner on 134th and Bruckner Boulevard. It's the 17th annual New York City Awards Ball. Showtime starts at 7 p.m. Shop, honey. The doors open up at 6. LSS starts at 7 o'clock. Be there and be on time. Grand prize, $1,000. Team, what's that shit? Twister category. It's $1,000 for the House of Milan, the House of Mizrahi, the House of Mugler. Any house that's out there and you have a team captain, it's 5 members or more, and your boys must come out and they must twist on down till there's only 5 twisters standing, and that's the house that's going to be awarded $1,000. Mini grand prize is definitely sneaker versus sneaker for $500. Way for $500 and Woman's Face for $500 and all the rest of the categories that night is definitely cash. Definitely come out and have a good time. Come in peace, cocktails, all types of things. It's going to be a nice venue and we're definitely going to have some motherfucking fun. Don't forget the next day after that will definitely be the motherfucking Rumble Ball at Esquilita's in New York City. Grand prize is definitely the team runway categories, and I don't know how much that grand prize is, but it's definitely going to be a hot battle. I know Dominique Lacroix is a team captain. Andre Mizrahi is a team captain. Tony Revlon is a team captain, and I think it's like 2 other more team captains, honey. So definitely come out and have fun. And if you're a special VIP invited guest, we'll definitely see you Monday night at Esquilita's, 18 to party, 21 to drink, for the Mizrahi Christmas party. And if you're definitely coming out to the Christmas party and you get an invite to come to the Christmas party, you have to bring an unwrapped toy for a child that we're going to donate to a motherfucking hospital. Definitely come out and definitely have some motherfucking fun. And don't forget, coming in January 30th, the Pink Ladies is having our ball at the Sky Ballroom Lounge. Also, honey, and also that same day, I'm a part of
the Globe Awards Ball. It's going to be hot. Definitely come out. It's about $500, and it's $500 categories for that night at the Globe, honey. They're going to have Face, they're going to have Runway, they're going to have Vogue, and they're going to have a whole bunch of categories the same night as the Pink Lady Ball at the Globe. It's going to be a bunch of $500 categories. All the categories are definitely cast, so definitely come out, bitch, and have some motherfucking fun. That's your motherfucking ballroom update. Now let's take some motherfucking callers. How you doing?
Ms. Nicki Minaj, you, Cream, and Nature would have done so much better with those pics. I'd rather wait for Kelly to send me some pics. You are carrying on.
Ooh.
You had to get the pics that Ms. Nicki Minaj is putting in Roma Boogie. I'm so upset. Ms. Nicki, what is going on? Can someone call Cream and Nature?
The girls want pictures. The girls want the pictures. Who are you, the FBI? Who's talking about the FBI?
Okay.
I want to ask y'all a question, Mr. You know we got 15 minutes left into the show, Mr. I want to get off the topic about dating for just a sec. I want to know, how do y'all feel about those white people that snuck into the motherfucking White House, bitch?
Somebody snuck into the White House?
Yes, they had the state dinner for Thanksgiving, and the white couple snuck into the fucking White House.
Oh, wow. They blended in very well. That's a hot thing.
They was hognogging and everything with the president and the vice president, bitch, taking pictures and everything.
Oof. Girl, fab.
When I tell you what I seen it, bitch, I was gagging. I was really gagging. That bitch, I really gagged at that bitch. Like, bitch, if it was a white motherfucking president, bitch, they would have got in, bitch. Honey, now just imagine if those two white people go off a bed, bitch. They was from motherfucking Al Qaeda or something, mistake. The president was there, bitch. The vice president. Catch Nicole. The president was there. The vice president was there, bitch. All the fucking senators, the secretary of state, and everybody was motherfucking there, bitch. If they would have killed all those motherfuckers, what the fuck would have happened to America, bitch? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on with Secret Service, bitch? I'd have fired every fucking Secret Service agent that worked that motherfucking night and got some new motherfucking agents, bitch. What the fuck? Honey, that's just how I feel about the situation. How you going?
My take on it is they got in, they deserve to be there. Fuck it.
They deserve to be there, bitch. Please.
Girl. They, sure.
Well, I didn't, bitch. I need to get me a motherfucker. I need to get me a camera crew, bitch, and a nice, tall, nice man to stand next to me, bitch, and get dressed up, bitch, and go sneak into the White House, bitch.
Oh, bitch, they're going to stop you, like, three streets ahead, bitch.
Hey.
They're stopping you before you get to the block.
Honey, what the fuck? Oh, yes. Trey from around the corner is coming over. How you doing? Okay. Miss Ebony, are you back? Hello? Who are we working with? You gag? I'm still gagging at Miss Nicole. She gagged me because you were my sister for years.
Oh.
You
had
was not ready for
boy.
That?
Nicole's energy just went.
Tariq, you're back on the air.
Y'all better stop including Whoopi into that Boogie shit. Whoopi is taken already. I keep telling y'all that. Right,
who's taking my hoe?
By me. Me and Whoopi is an item.
You not gonna have TJ and Whoopi over here fighting this shit.
You said what, Kelly?
Have TJ and Whoopi over here fighting.
TJ is messing with an Ebony. What are you talking about?
Well, you stay right there, Tyreek. 706-850. You on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing. This is Eris. Hey, Andre. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Tyree.
Hey.
Nicole, that was not really enthused. I wasn't really enthused with that.
Oh,
hey,
no,
Nicole.
Actually, I'm sorry. I had you on mute. I'm talking to Father for a second. I'm sorry. So, hi, how you doing? I'm sorry. I wasn't being rude.
I'm
doing
fine.
My father's talking to me. Sorry.
But, Kelly.
Yeah,
I need you to... I have a huge crush on Ty Garcon and Buddha Aga, because I'm done with dealing with the Butch Queen. I'm done dealing with them, so I want a Butch, or I do definitely want to try Film Queens, but you know, I just never messed around with one. So I try something new, you know.
Well, describe yourself to the girls that don't know you.
5'8", 145, caramel complected, brown eyes, nice full lips, 8.5 to 9 inch, versatile top, more top than anything, you know.
Oh. I know, that's right. Well, you know, maybe well, Ty or Marquis, so, you know, they'll hear the show and, you know, they know who you are and they'll, you know, hit me up and maybe we can make a love connection, honey.
That's what's up.
I know.
But, enjoying the show, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what y'all are doing. And Andre, I'll get at you later.
Okay, I think Andre's gone.
Andre is gone?
I think he is. I think Andre's gone.
Andre's gone. Anybody else want to call in and say they got a crush? Did the child find who Boogie Revlon, my sister for years? Gag.
908-397. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Oh, no, nah, I was just listening. But while I'm on, what type of niggas do Whoopi like?
Oh. Big is your dick?
Stop it, Ali.
How big is your dick?
Don't answer that question, sweetie. Oh, my God, don't answer that question. Kelly, stop it. Be nice.
Where you from?
Jersey.
Oh,
I just called in. This John Revlon.
How big are you?
9.5.
You too big for my daughter. She only like little dicks.
Kelly, stop
playing. She won't like me then.
Yeah, she only like 4 or 5 inches of dick. I be trying to get her.
Why are you telling Jonathan? Maybe she wants to get open. Maybe she wants to stop being a princess and be a woman. What are you talking about? Calm down, John. Don't listen to the mother. She thinks she's running shit. Just get hear what Whoopi got to say.
The daughter can't take big dick. Mother be trying to get her to take big dick all the time. She's scared
Nicole,
of big dick.
Nicole, get her to shut up. Oh my God.
She reached up so down.
Thank you.
Nicole,
thank you.
Try to shut up.
Thank you. Now, where you at? What's his name again?
Ja.
Ja? Well, yeah. Whoopi, there you go right there. What's going on, Ja? You think Whoopi, you like Whoopi, you kind of using her effect? What's up?
Yeah, I mean, she cute. I told her that on Friday at the Globe.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. I just want to know what type of dude you like, though.
I can't really get into all of that on air.
Yes, you really can. It's not very hard really to say what type of dudes that you like.
Oh my God, hold on! I have to kneel down at the foot of my bed and get this thing from underneath my bed.
Why don't you hit Whoopi up and maybe
you
can
hit,
be able to see.
She don't. Whoopi don't have. She don't have messages. You can hit me up at LegendaryMotherKellyMissRae@yahoo.com.
All right, I'm here, Kelly.
And I'll pass your information on to her.
All right. And
kneel
down again.
Right there from there. Y'all can talk. How about that?
I have to kneel down at the foot of my bed right now to pick this stuff up from underneath my bed.
OMG. Kelly is so evil, Nicole. I swear. She don't like nobody to be happy.
I don't like nobody to be happy. Do you like big dick, Whoopi?
Girl, none of that
matters
the question, to me.
Answer the question, Whoopi.
None of that matters to me.
Mm-mm.
I don't even
well, maybe she wants to keep her whole revolve for her right big old dick, you know?
Okay, bitch, so I can have grippers when I turn a certain age. My God.
Nikki, you're on?
Huh? I'm here?
Yes.
What's good, Nicole? Hey, Kel. Hey, Whoopi.
What's going on?
Hi.
First of all, Whoopi, don't get your hopes up. Tyree's in love. Tyree's in a relationship, by the way. With my peoples, by my son from Chicago.
Me and Tyree are just playing around. He's joking.
Tyree's in a relationship with who? Spillity?
Well, I can't really spill it because it's confidential, but he's already dating some kid from Chicago. He's twist.
Oh, from Chicago? Yeah. I thought he loved it with I don't know about Tyree.
Me and Tyree are just joking. That's my brother.
All right.
Oh, you came over here to snap. Wait. You came over here to snap her, Grace? Hold up.
Oh,
what the hell you got to say about Boogie then?
Oh, my God.
I don't know about Boogie. I mean, my sister sent me those pictures and she said post them because she's at work. So I was like, all right, got you.
Well, we got to get Tyree back on the line so he can, you know, confirm or deny.
Yeah. Hey, Chicago lovers.
Okay.
I can't deny.
Well, you know,
Ebony, get Tyree back on. Okay.
Blackie.
Hold on. 678-663. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is Nancy Cox from Philadelphia. And I just want to read this dick eating faggot up that keep texting my fucking phone, reading me and carrying on.
Okay, who was the faggot though?
Tanya, big back, big face Tanya from Philadelphia.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And tell that bitch to stop texting my motherfucking phone.
She got a pit bull face.
Huh?
She got a pit bull
face.
Yes, she does. Pit bull face. A sloppy body, a big back, big feet,
Kelly,
and can't take me.
And Kelly wants to know, does she got a lover?
Who, her?
Yeah.
Child, hell no, she ain't got no damn lover, child, looking like that.
Oh,
ooh,
shit.
Oh.
Damn.
Also, could y'all do me a favor and, I just want to say to all the listeners, please Google me, Trina33333 on YouTube. Freaking delicious.
You looking for love?
Uh-uh, baby. I found love already, sweetie.
Who you found love with, Dollface?
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. How long you and Benjamin been married?
For years.
Okay, we know exactly what's going on.
No, I just wanted to read my girlfriend up because she kept prying me, that's all.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you,
baby.
Bye. Oh, my God.
That was her friend. She called to call in and read her sister.
Nicole.
You sound like it's information.
Nicole, I'm about to make your pussy wet.
What?
Kobe, you're on the air, Kobe.
Hello.
Hi, Kobe.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Kobe? Why don't you speak to the world for me? Because somebody had a problem with me giving you life because it was like, it's not like that for you. It probably was another one of your, you know, social friends. You know how y'all butch queens are together. But I want them, you to explain to the world, like, why I gag. Like, make them gag. Do your voice. Let them know how sexy you can sound.
What voice you want me to do?
I want you to do that voice you did when I called Kelly House so they don't think that I'm going crazy.
I don't even know what's going on. I was just told to call into the show because I was being requested.
Yeah, you were being requested because Kelly,
Nicole wants you that, like, how you picked up the phone, when I was out the other day and you picked up the house phone and she called. She wants you to talk to her like that and make her pussy wet.
I was basically the truth, though,
because I want you to make everybody else wet, too, because they didn't understand why I was going on. So you want to call back in and do it again and be like, ah, do it the way you did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he is blushing. Y'all see that? Y'all hear that?
Hey, Andre.
Andre's not on the line.
Andre's not on the line. He left. He have a lover.
I guess you're going to, Nicole, I guess you're going to have to hear it tomorrow, or you'll see him on Saturday at the function. Good night, Kobe. It's the end of the show, honey. Nicole, say good night to the girls.
Hasta la vista. I am the legendary one. Goodbye.
Whoopi, say good night to the girls.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yes, I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, and I'm here coming to you live from New York City. Whatever you do, practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. We'll be back here tomorrow night for our positive topic, and I hope everybody do come and join us on our positive topic that we're going to have tomorrow night about relationships and loving and being in love with somebody, because this is the time of the season to definitely be in love, to have somebody to cuddle up with, and definitely have somebody in your arms, honey. Don't look for love. Let love find you. I'll see you tomorrow night, and I love you all for loving me. Good night. Let go and stay.